This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Can I just mention something last week that was brought up by one of our listeners? And I think it was something that was a cross between a misspeak and a misheard. Remember the puzzle we had with the four-letter words inside the big words?
Right.
And you gave the clue, state between Ohio, Washington. And at the time you said, and there's only two four-letter states in the U.S., and it's one of those. I don't think you meant to say there are only two four-letter states in the U.S. I think you meant to say that there were only two others left because...
Two others.
Yeah, Ohio was in the clue, and Iowa and Utah are the others. So I just wanted to set the record straight.
Good.
That we do know there are more. There are three four-letter. Oh, well, I'll probably get another letter. Never mind. Why don't I go into safe territory and have you remind us of the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, take the name of the singer Bonnie Raitt, rearrange the 11 letters in her name to spell two words that are loosely synonyms. What words are they?
And what words are they?
The answer is tribe and nation.
I'll tell you, a lot of our listeners love this one. We received more than 4,700 entries this week. That's a lot. And from the correct ones, our randomly selected winner is Joel Courtney from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
About an hour.
Oh.
I worked on it for a while.
Good for you. How long have you been playing?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you been sending in entries all that time?
Every time I can solve it, I do.
Good for you. What do you do in Las Cruces?
I'm the communications director for the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, a word man.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to play?
Definitely.
We'll meet Joel. Let's play.
All right, Joel, today's puzzle is called Mix and Match. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word starts M-I and the second word starts M-A, as in mix and match. For example, if I gave you the clue, a day or two before St. Patrick's Day, you would say mid-March. All right, number one. On coins, a D for Denver, for example.
Mint.
Yes.
Maker?
No.
I was going to say that, too. Mark?
Yeah, mint
really?
Mark
oh, okay.
is the term. Good. All right, number two, a brand of orange juice.
Minute Maid.
That's it. Agatha Christie Sleuth.
Oh, my mom's going to kill me for not knowing this.
You've not read her?
I have, but it's been a while.
I'll help you out. Miss Marple.
Oh,
Miss Marple,
thank you.
Good. How about a nearsighted cartoon character?
Mr. Magoo.
That's it. In the corporate hierarchy, those between the chief executives and the lowest executives.
Middle management.
Uh-huh. An apparatus at a dairy farm.
Milking machine?
That's it. Union of two people from different races or religions.
Mixed marriage.
Uh-huh. Montana senator who was Senate Majority Leader from 1961 to 1977.
Oh, Leanna.
Oh, right. Can I guess? Is it Michael? How many names begin with M?
It's Mike. Usually went by Mike.
Oh, I see his face. Arizona, you said?
Montana.
Montana. Oh, Lord. This is embarrassing. I can see his face, but I'm not getting his last name.
I'll tell you. It's Mike Mansfield.
Mansfield. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, Joel. Really. I'm really sorry.
Try this one. 1950s, 60s New York Yankee who hit 536 home runs.
Mickey Mantle. Yeah.
That's it. Late service at a Catholic church.
Midnight Mass.
Uh-huh. On a road... There might be one every 5,280 feet.
Mile marker.
Uh-huh. 1992 Denzel Washington film set in the Deep South. And Deep South is your hint to the M-I word.
Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is
Mississippi.
Tough. It was such a long time ago. Is it Mississippi Marsala?
Yeah, basically, masala.
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 Marsala is the the sauce you put on the Indian food.
That's right.
Wine, right, Marsala.
Good job, though. Where the UN and Grand Central Station are located in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Well, first of all, the MA is the island.
Manhattan.
Right, and where in
Manhattan?
Midtown Manhattan.
Midtown, yeah. Right.
And your last one is an imp or little devil.
I'll go with Mighty Mouse, but I know that it's not even close.
Do you know, Leanne?
No. I'm not thinking of a familiar phrase.
Yeah, an imp, a little devil. He's just a little... Oh, man, I'm going to have to tell you. It's a mischief maker.
Mischief maker. Oh, well, nope.
Not bad, though.
Not bad. Hey, Joel, I think we made a good team.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that's the point, to have some fun. Nice job.
Thanks.
Nice job. I'll now always remember Mike Mansfield's name. We have a special guest to tell you about the few prizes we have for you for playing the puzzle today. She's on our program. This is author Hilary Mantel, who won this year's Booker Prize.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers. The Puzzle Master presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Short's latest book series, Will Short Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2 and 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Joel, what do you think?
That's great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great group of gifts, but I love listening to Hilary Mantel's voice.
She has a beautiful accent.
Doesn't she, though, rolling those R's and saying Puzzle Master? We love it. Before we let you go, Joel, tell us what member station you listen to.
Care WG.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Listening and supporting Joel Public Radio, Joel Courtney from Las Cruces, New Mexico. It was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Will, a challenge for next week.
Yes, take the name Boris Karloff. It contains the letters of Oslo, O-S-L-O, in left to right order, although not consecutively. Now write down these three names: Leonardo da Vinci, Frank Sinatra, Stephen Douglas. Each conceals the name of another world capital in left-to-right order, although not in consecutive letters. What capitals are these? So again, Leonardo da Vinci, Frank Sinatra, Stephen Douglas. Each of these names conceals the name of a world capital in left-to-right order. What capitals are they?
All right. Well, dooby-dooby-doo. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And Will, Jackie will be in my place next Sunday, because on Halloween night, I'm doing a special radio theater program for Radio Free Delmarva down on the Eastern Shore. It's
a
staged radio show, so I'm really looking forward to it. But for this week, happy Halloween to you, Will, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.